There's a sefer continuing Hilchos Shabbos Kalama Hilchos Seder. And hey, we're talking about a case where the dog is doing a Maaseh Seder, and the person is contributing in some way. The person is totally passive. We'll agree that he's only chayv min rabbanan, but the person plays a role, even though the primary role is done by the dog. That's enough that he's going to be held chayv. That is the way the Rambam says it. That's where the Ramah, Mishnah Berurah, understands the sheet of the Ramah, not like the Chayyadim. We left off with a question. It says, how would you understand this halacha? So there's a sefer called Eben HaOizer. Eben HaOizer is a Pirush in Shulchan Aruch, a very chashuv Pirush in Shulchan Aruch. And the Eben HaOizer discusses the following case. So, once upon a time, they believed that the best way to bring a person to health was by bloodletting. If a person was ill, it means there was some bad blood inside of his body, and you would take out some of that bad blood, and there was people, practitioners, who would do that, and that would make the person healthy. So they're called alukas, and alukas is a leech, which leaches out blood. So the way they would do the process of akazas adam is they could either do it, they would cut the person, or they put a leech. The leech would suck out blood. So now the question is, if a person does it on Shabbos, what's the status? Pulling out blood is the malacha of chayvul. He's causing a wound in somebody, and that includes himself. A person cannot be chayvul by atzmai on Shabbos. He has a problem of shaychet. Over here, he's using the kayach of the aluka, of the leech. He's using the leech to pull out the blood. But his goal is to pull out blood. He's using the leech to do that. So the Eben HaOizer says that in that case, the person would be chayiv. And one of his rayas is from over here, that the dog is doing the malacha and the person is chayiv. So you see that if a person sort of corrals and controls a kayach which exists in the Bria, the power of an animal to capture something, the power of the animal to suck up blood, and uses it for his purpose, it's a purposeful maisa, and the person is chayiv. He compares this to a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara says if a person does the malacha of Zoreh, which is winnowing, which you throw the combination of the kernels and the chaff into the wind, and the wind blows away the chaff because the chaff is very light, and the kernels fall back to the ground, so he's chayiv for the malacha of Zoreh. But he didn't do it, the wind did it. While using, co-opting the kayak of the wind to accomplish what you need to accomplish, you can sit there and take it out piece by piece. It's very difficult, but you need to accomplish that. You don't have all that stuff inside of your bread when you grind everything down. This is what the person's goal is. Using the wind, is the Morris says, it's chayiv. Because Malachas Machshavas Asu Torah, the Torah is Machayiv you for the purpose that you're trying to do. If the wind can do that for you, you're Chayiv. So he says the same thing will be true by the Luka, and the same thing is true by the case of the Kelev, which would explain how the Rambam says that at the end of the day, the dog caught the animal, and still the person is chayav. However, according to Chayyadim is not comfortable with that. He said the case that the person caught the animal at the end. So the person actively caught the animal. So the person is chayav, of course. He actively caught the animal. So this is the machlokes. It has far-reaching consequences. When the person is doing malacha using a kayach and the bria which exists to accomplish something, so is the person held responsible or not? So a person uses an electric machine, and the machine does the work. He just pushes the button, but the machine did it. He didn't do it. So how much is he held responsible for? Just the first flush of what happened, or the continued actions of the machine? Is it considered like he set up the machine to do this, and the machine is doing it as an extension of him? This is the question, and this is one of the main places where it's discussed, is in this halacha over here in the Chayyadim at the end of Siman Hey. Be'ez Hashem, we will go further in the upcoming shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.